right now we're facing the wetlands. 15 years ago, this was a square hole in the ground, basically. There wasn't any water. There weren't any islands. There weren't any of the trees or shrubs or walkways. There was nothing. So really, it was started from the ground up, so to speak. When this property was first transferred, this was an active mining site. It had been used by Colette Aggregate Company for sand and gravel. We'd obtained a grant from the Department of Water Resources for about $1 million that helped do this wetland project. There was a young riparian biologist, wetlands biologist over in Jones and Stokes. She did some pen and ink drawings of what something would look like. And subsequently, we gave those to Tykert, who did the work out here, and said, okay, build this. The dirt jockeys were having a heck of a lot of fun because usually their job is to create straight lines. In mining, you want to make everything as efficient as possible. So they're used to building squares and going in very linear fashion. And here we were saying, no, make it swervy, make it curvilinear, make it organic. We brought the biologist back out a couple weeks ago, and she was aghast. She's, no, these were just drawings. They're not engineering drawings. Yeah, well, you know, this is what we just took them and went with it. Today, what you're looking at is about, I think, 10 to 15 acres, something like that, of fairly productive wetlands with islands. Geese have been semi-permanent residents here from the beginning. There's a flock of geese that come here every year, coots and ducks and a whole number of other, a lot of birds use this area. There's a fairly thick riparian forest off to the west. Cache Creek is immediately to the south, so these wetlands are directly accessible to the riparian corridor and the animals who use that for a migratory route going up and down the creek.